has three funding agreements before the commission requesting approval. I'll begin with the first one, if that's all right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Tennant County Regional Sewer District is requesting approval of the funding agreement titled Collection System Rehabilitation Project Phase 4. This agreement will provide funding for sanitary sewer line cleaning and CCTV work to be conducted within the sewer district's collection system. This work will note any problem areas that will need to be addressed in order to correct infiltration and inflow problems. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $250,000. Funding is available in the sewer district's 2014 capital improvement budget to cover the amount being requested. The Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on October 7th, 2014. The three attached copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria established to make that determination. The Regional Sewer District recently completed a phase of their I&I program that they've been working on over the last year or two, and they had an amount of money left over in their budget, and Commissioner Strahan had served on the sewer board also and suggested closing that project out and then starting a new I&I project, which is that is what they've done in order to utilize the remaining funds that they have in that line item while they have the contractor currently somewhat mobilized. So that's the nature of this request.
Well, you have three individual requests that are in front of the county commission this morning, which I went over earlier this morning. And I'm going to request that we move these all till next Monday.
Okay.
The reason being, Commissioner Strahan does sit on the sewer district board, and we're going to have input from him. Again, he's out today because of a minor surgery.
Okay.
But I can allow you to put each into the record if you want.
Sure,
there's no opposition.
Fine.
It's just, would you like to go to the second and to the third to get your information in? Or?
I'd like to.
Go ahead, sir.
That's all right. Okay, the second funding agreement is in regards to the Bull Shoals Lake Bore. The Taney County Regional Sewer District is requesting the approval of a funding agreement titled Bull Shoals Lake Sanitary Sewer Bore Project. This agreement will provide funding for the construction of a sanitary sewer bore under Bull Shoals Lake in order to transport wastewater from the Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project to the district's existing Ozark Beach collection system. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $2 million. Funding for this project will need to be budgeted in the 2015 wastewater capital improvement budget in an amount that the sewer district administrator feels is sufficient to cover the work proposed to be completed in 2015. Currently, $2,447.84 remains in the sewer district's approved 2014 budget line for this project. The Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees approved this funding agreement on October 7, 2014. The three attached copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed them and approved each as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria established to make that determination. The last funding agreement being requested is the Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1. The Taney County Regional Sewer District is requesting the approval of a funding agreement titled Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1. This agreement will provide funding for the engineering design, easement acquisition, and construction of sanitary sewer lines and other infrastructure necessary to extend sewer service to 188 connections in the Power Site North and Valley View Village subdivision areas. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $7.4 million. Funding for this project will need to be budgeted in the 2015 wastewater capital improvement budget in an amount that the sewer district administrator feels is sufficient to cover the work proposed to be completed in 2015. Currently, $39,367.13 remains in the sewer district's approved 2014 budget line for this project. The Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on October 7, 2014. The three attached copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria established to make that determination.
Comments, Brad?
No.
I would suggest that if at all possible this week that both of you take the time to sit down with our presiding commissioner-elect and talk about this, because we're talking about expenditures between these three projects that's in the area of $10 million, great deal of money. And if you will, bring him up to snuff on what these projects are, where we're headed. Again, because it's such a significant amount of money and because it involves the future and not just 1 year, but a number of years, I think it would be wise for you all to sit down and chat about this. But I will let you all determine the time when you might be able to do that. And then what we will do is reschedule this for Monday, and I'm confident that Commissioner Strahan will be back on Monday, and we'll move forward. I'm not going to vote to approve $10 million worth of projects with just two of us here. We need. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It. We have, Brad, if you could stay with me for just a minute, and maybe John. Next order of business is a board payment review, and this regards the sewer district and the sewer district board. It's my understanding that the county commission is the entity that sets the level of money that board members will be reimbursed for serving on the board on the days that they have meetings. That amount of money had been determined in the past. What the commission was not aware of until a month or so ago was that the sewer board was meeting, sometimes adjourning in the same day for lunch, and then opening a new meeting and receiving board payments for two meetings. Perhaps the county commission can work with the sewer board to allow for a full day or a partial day and reset the amount of money. But having two separate meetings and two separate payments on the same day, I really believe is something we need to do differently. It will protect the board from criticism. It will protect the county from criticism. We did that with Board of Equalization, and I've already had this discussion, I think, with Brad. We established a full day X amount, a half day X amount. So if the board came in for half a day, which we 8 to noon was half a day, and then started a second half a day, then we paid them X amount for the full day. And maybe that's something that we can work with. But we'd like to chat with you about that and have a recommendation from you.
That I think that would be our recommendation, would be to for the county commission to approve the change in schedule for the sewer board paid for the trustees to go to half days. Anything before noon would be the standard rate. If it would require an additional meeting time after lunch, then it would be an additional pay. Just a simple request.
What time would you start? Still at 10 o'clock, Will?
I appreciate that as a recommendation. You didn't set any levels, but I would suggest that we look at kind of what we did for BOE. Mm-hmm. But I think that we should chat about that, set it up for next week, and then move forward and do something that's appropriate. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that all
be
right?
Fine.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
I see that we have scheduled health preparedness and updates with Taney County Health Department and Emergency Management. I don't see either here just yet, and I would like to for us to stand in recess for a few minutes until they can arrive. I know that they're bringing us some information about their thoughts on Ebola and other issues.